This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A lot of us thought he was going to go with the Rams at some point. They were looking for a corner. He had been there. You heard Sean McVay said that was certainly a possibility. This is another sort of like interesting move by Pittsburgh. You know, they obviously acquired DK Metcalf, gave up second round pick, $30 million, 41-year-old quarterback. So this is an all-in move, very atypical of Pittsburgh, very intriguing. Look, Aaron Rodgers, to me, is still the third best current quarterback in the AFC North behind Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. Very interesting move by the Steelers. Maybe they could get a good year or two out of Jalen Ramsey, help to defend those great offenses.
That's Mike Tenenbaum on the Steelers and what they've done here. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Tuesday. Happy July 1st. NHL free agency opens today. Tracking that. Tracking Sabres reports for you. Get you the latest on that. Also have spent time today on the NFL trade that went down yesterday between the Steelers and the Dolphins. And joining us on the Western Hotline is Alan Saunders of Steelers beat guy for Pittsburgh, for Steelers now, rather, on this deal, which gets the Steelers both Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. Alan, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. How's Buffalo on this fine day? Lovely city.
It is. It's nice. We've had some nice summer weather, you know. It's 80 degrees, and we're talking about hockey free agency. That's how it goes around here this time of year. So we're doing all right, though. Counting down 22 days till training camp. So, you know, getting into football eventually.
There you go. There you go. I feel the this day is less exciting for the Penguins and Sabres at their current place in the standings, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we're used to that.
Yes, that's right.
This might be new for you, but we're definitely used to that. Yeah.
So, Alan, regarding place in the standings, the Steelers – you know, they're in a tough division, and they have an old quarterback, but he's maybe got one more run at this thing. And I think what the Steelers have done here is probably the right move. I mean, if you're going to go for an Aaron Rodgers season, why not get as many reinforcements as possible? How do you like this move they pulled off yesterday?
It's interesting because I don't think anybody had corner and tight end at the top of their offseason needs, but I just think they got a lot better. And so you kind of just figure it out after that. I don't really know how they're going to sort things out in the secondary. They now have three guys in Joey Porter Jr., Darius Slay, and Jalen Ramsey, who all primarily played outside corner in the past. Obviously, that won't continue. I don't know how they're going to figure it out. If Ramsey's going to play in the slot or if he's going to play safety or maybe Slay will play safety. I don't know. I just think they traded older defensive backs for one another, and they got a Pro Bowl tight end kind of thrown in on the deal. That's not so bad. You kind of just take it and you move on. All offseason, they've sort of tried to walk this path where they're trying to do everything they can to win this year, except for the things that take away from their chances of winning in the future. So, like, they didn't spend a lot of money in free agency because they were trying to keep their – they're in line for four compensatory picks, including a third and a fourth next year. They have an extra third from George Pickens. The draft is in Pittsburgh. They're probably going to trade up to get a quarterback. They don't want to take away from that. At the same time, they're trying to do everything they can to win this year. There's only so many ways you have to upgrade your team when you're sort of trying to have it both ways. And when trades like this come along, you can't really pass them up.
So when there's rumors a month ago about Jonnu Smith and the Steelers, and then he ends up being a part of this deal, do you feel like that was the primary motivation for Pittsburgh, and Ramsey is more doing a favor for Miami, or do you think they were motivated to acquire Ramsey also?
I think they really wanted to upgrade their group of pass catchers in some way. I think they'd ideally really like to have like a real wide receiver too to put with DK Metcalf, but it's July 1st, and they'll have one, and probably not going to get one at this point. They were calling around the league about other wide receivers. They brought in Gabe Davis for a free agent visit. Apparently he's had a number of those and hasn't signed with anyone. So I'm assuming that means he's not healthy or isn't ready to sign or whatever. There's only so many options, and this was a way to upgrade their group of pass catchers, in a different way. I don't think they went into these conversations trying to trade Minkah Fitzpatrick. It was just that the Dolphins had Jonnu Smith. They also had Jalen Ramsey. They were trying to trade them both, and that was the price that they were able to agree on. I don't know what Miami's doing here. I don't really understand their motivation for any of this other than, I guess it's just two guys who weren't happy in Miami and they send them packing, but, man, their tight ends are now very bad. Their corners are awful. There's a lot to not love about the trade for the Steelers, but I think it's just so lopsided in their favor that you just kind of say, okay, well, figure the rest out.
Yeah, Miami so motivated to get guys out of there, I suppose. And they get back Minkah Fitzpatrick, which, they dumped him a while back. Now they bring him back. What's the report on Fitzpatrick and what he can bring to them, I suppose, if they're bringing him back?
Came to Pittsburgh in 2019 and immediately made this huge impact on the Steelers' defense with all these splash plays, led the league in interceptions in 2022. And since then, all that's dried up. Over the last two seasons, he has one interception, no forced fumbles, no fumble recoveries, and he's getting paid somewhere in the neighborhood of $22, $23 million. There is a chance that Minkah Fitzpatrick goes to Miami. He's only 28. I haven't seen any physical decline. He just hasn't been making the plays. So if he goes to Miami and he goes back to being an all-pro player, that's probably the one way that the Steelers look bad in this trade. But the player he's been the last 2 years has not been – he made the Pro Bowl last year, and I was in Orlando talking to him, and he was sort of almost embarrassed by it. He's like, I didn't play very well. I was a little surprised to be here. That's kind of been the story of the last 2 years for him. A really, really talented player. I don't really know why things have gone the way they have.
In terms of how they were going to make it work in the secondary now with Ramsey, what do you think there's a chance he ends up playing safety for the Steelers, or maybe somebody else starts playing out of position compared to what they've done in the past?
I think there's a chance he plays safety. I think there's a chance he plays slot corner and maybe some outside corner too. I think there's a couple different ways they can run things. They have Juan Thornhill, who they signed from the Browns, who was a starter for them and for Kansas City before that. So they can start Thornhill at free safety, play Ramsey outside and move like Slay to the bench. They could play Ramsey in the slot and play Ramsey, Slay, and Porter all together. I don't really know how much Ramsey wants to play in the slot at this point in his career. He did it obviously some back when he was with the Rams. It's a more physical job. You get older, a lot of guys make the other move, right? They move back to safety. I don't really know how it's going to play out, but I think it's just a it's, you know, the one thing about Mike Tomlin is he's never going to run away from a coaching problem. He's never going to be like, oh, don't do this. It's going to be hard for me and my staff to figure out. You know, he'll be like, well, either we'll figure it out or we won't, but it'll be our fault if we don't. So just do it and we'll go from there.
Alan Saunders joining us on the Western Hotline. On Tomlin, what? Is he embattled? Is he hot seat? Where does it stand for him?
I mean, obviously things are not going as well as they had been. I don't think he's in a hot seat of any, like, in any danger of being fired anytime soon. But I definitely think they're feeling the pressure of 8 years without a playoff win. I think they would tell you that there's a tension that has been added to the process. That really, when you look at where the Steelers are in an organization and kind of trying to rebuild on the fly here and that type of thing, probably wouldn't otherwise exist if that playoff drought hadn't been what it is. And so, yeah, I think they're feeling the pressure, probably not real in any real danger of being fired, but I think there's real pressure there, both from the fan base and from ownership, to finally, you know, do something in the playoffs and then, yeah, continue this process of trying to get younger on both sides of the football and kind of build their next core of the franchise.
Is the pressure maybe more to what the direction of the franchise would be after this year? Like, if they, we looked up earlier, they're only, I think they're favored in six games. Like, if they, maybe they finally have a losing season under Tomlin, or they just miss, or I don't know what this would, you know, what season we'd be looking at for this. But if they don't meet their expectation, could you see Tomlin and the organization even being more aggressive on the younger player part of it, almost a rebuild, if it doesn't go well this year? Is that maybe a pressure that they're under?
No, I don't think so. I don't think the Rooneys have rebuild in their blood. They're going to go for it every time. I do think probably no matter what happens this year, the move next year is to trade up to draft a quarterback. So I kind of think it doesn't really matter that they got all those picks to sort of insulate themselves from the negative benefits of winning. And I think they're very – and they have a ton of cap space, too. I think they have the second or third fewest and this may change with the Ramsey trade, but before this they had, I think, the second or third fewest amount of future salary committed after the 2025 season. So, they don't ever want to go into some sort of lengthy rebuild. They've shown a willingness to just throw off spare parts and kind of retool on the fly that they maybe haven't had in the past, but I think that's about as far as I could see them going.
And is the TJ Watt stuff just going to be theatrics and it'll get done?
It's going to get done. Everybody wants it to get done. Obviously, I think so. TJ hasn't said anything, but when you read between the lines about what his brother said and, the way the reporting has come out, that's sort of obviously agent-driven. Clearly, he's not happy about the timeline here, but, I mean, they really want to sign him. He wants to be in Pittsburgh. I don't see any other outcome.
All right. Alan Saunders of Steelers Now. Alan, thanks for the time.
Thank you. We'll see you this season, I think.
Yes, right? Yes. The Bills are making a trip down to Acrisure Stadium. Is it still Acrisure?
Yeah, it's still a bad name, but it is what it is. I think we've seen the Bills like 6 years in a row if you count the preseason. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Thanks, Alan.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Steelers. That is what week is that?
We have a Bill schedule in the corner here.
Yeah, I've not committed it to memory. Is it December, that game?
Yeah, how many
Bill Steelers?
How many in a row
is,
could you get off the top of the season?
It's November 30th.
November 30th? You have the schedule in front of you?
Do I have
how many in a row could you get to start?
Baltimore 1.
Yep. What's week 2?
Miami is 3.
Miami is 3. Thursday night. What's week 2?
What's week 2? I don't even know week 2.
At the Jets.
Okay, I would have guessed Jets. Then Miami. Then I know it's soft early. Soft.
There you go. That's a good soft-ish.
Is it the
No.
The Saints.
Week four. Because I don't even know if they have a team that starts with RR on their schedule.
Well, Raiders is what I was going to go for, but it wasn't the Raiders.
Oh,
Saints.
Yeah. They don't
Saints
play the Raiders.
Week four. Week five.
Yep.
Is that the Bucs?
Nope.
What's week five?
New England.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Then Atlanta, just making sure the schedule we have in the corner of the room, what you want is the games on the left column to be 1-8, right? And then on the right column, you want them to be 9 through.
But instead it goes like 1-2.
No, it does. That is the way it is. I'm thinking of that because the NHL, in all their things that are annoying, one thing that I notice they do, when they send out their graphics or whatever, with like draft order, they go 1-2-3-4, like left, right, which is a crazy way to do
a list.
That's
weird, yeah.
Totally impossible to keep track. Or like nobody would ever read something like that. But the Bills do it right. They have all the first games on the left and then the second half of the season on the right. Mitch Marner's officially been traded.
Okay.
Nicholas Roy Waugh going back to Toronto. And Marner's going to wear number 93 for the Golden Knights, which I believe is what he wore in juniors, if I remember the time I saw him in Erie when he was playing for London. Leafs have already sent their thank you stuff out about Marner. Marner really did. Maybe you could blame Toronto for this. Marner kind of screwed the Leafs because Friedman's told this story that at this past trade deadline, there was a three-team deal basically done that would have sent, I think Marner would have still gone, no, Marner would have gone to Carolina. And the Leafs were going to get Rantanen, but Marner wouldn't waive his no-trade clause. But maybe that was because, maybe this is where the tampering stuff from Vegas comes in, and what could have really made Toronto mad is not just, hey, you got Marner and you stole him away from us. It's also, if Marner already knew he was going to go to Vegas, then he says no to Carolina because of his he already knows where he's going, and the Leafs then don't get a star winger out of it that they would have had. They negotiated a trade where they would have got Rantanen, and they don't get it done because Marner already knows where he's going.
But
or maybe he would have said no to Carolina no matter what.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if he says yes to Carolina, he can still leave for Vegas.
That's
if he knows he's going to do that.
That's right, unless he's telling Carolina, I'm not
going to
extend.
Like,
I'm not even going to waive because there's no point for you. Like, I'm not extending.
Yeah, right. And that could be, you know, a lot of scenarios where, like, I'm not going to extend, so.
Right. Yeah. So he ends up leaving for basically nothing. Like, it's a role player.
803-0550. Bob in Arkansas has been waiting. Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
All right. Hey, all the Sabres talk, I missed yesterday's show, so I was listening to it on the app, and I was listening to all the Sabres talk, and man, it's depressing. And down here in Arkansas, you know, I gave up on the Sabres back in like 2012. I just couldn't do it, and it's a little bit easier down here because nobody really cares about hockey. But, you know, I was depressed. So yesterday I took my kid to go get some football cleats at a big sporting goods store, rhymes with Rick's. And anyways, we're going back to the football spikes, and what do I see but a huge poster of our boy Josh Allen in his Dick's, and this is in Conway, Arkansas, man. It made me feel good. You know, I thought it'd be a nice story to share. It always feels good when you know that's your boy.
Yep.
And, you know, we matter. You know, we're on the sports landscape, because I don't think 10 years ago, even 7-8 years ago, you ever would have walked into a store in Arkansas and seen his big poster of Josh Allen. So it's good stuff, man. We're out there, and it's makes you feel good as a fan of Buffalo sports.
Sure. Can we have two teams?
That's too much, man. Yeah. You're asking for too much. We can only have one.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm not sure it's really ever happened, has it?
What's that?
Two teams? When's the last time they were? I mean, because you have overlapping droughts, so it's tough to.
Yeah, it's
91. We talked last week about the year McGillney and LaFontaine are playing together, and that's during the Super Bowl era. Is that how long ago it is that both teams are good at the same time?
It's been a long time.
99, they're both good, right? Because that's the same. That's Sabres there, go to the finals, there, and
there
the Bills
been
are in the playoffs.
There have been a couple of Octobers. I'm serious about that. There have been a couple of Octobers where.
I mean,
what if the Bills win the Super Bowl and the Sabres win the Stanley Cup?
When was that?
Look at 10-game win streak. When's that?
That's November of 18. But okay. Allen's a rookie. That's not happening.
Okay.
I thought you were going to go back to, like, are the Sabres with Briere and Drury at the same time as like a 4-0? Remember when Edwards was, like, going to win MVP and they were 4-0? And then Adrian Wilson ended that? Like, does that overlap with Drury-Briere?
No, I'm going to look at Ralph Kruger's start now, because Kruger's start with the Sabres is
that
20,
one well too.
It's 2019-20, and they start that year pretty well. They start that season right out of the gate. They are, I'm going to find it here.
But it was a good start.
Yeah, but 8-2-1, and the Bills might have been 3-2 or 3-1.
But where are we at with the Bills at that point? Allen is in his second year. We have no idea if he's actually all that good. We just know he's fun, right? We know he jumps over people, but he still was super inaccurate, and he hadn't won anything yet. They won six games.
They finished 10-6 that year.
Right, but how did we feel about them in November?
I'm going to pull it up for you. They start the season.
I remember the 2020 season.
They are 5-1. The Bills are 5-1 on October 20th.
Okay.
And 2019 Sabres. By the way, I told you we had an October. I'm working here.
This is a tough sell.
Let me get you the scheduling results. On October 20th that year, the Sabres. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. On October 22nd. Of 2019, the Bills were 5-1, and the Sabres were 8-1-1.
Sounds like a fun week.
Let's make that an actual holiday that we start to observe.
October 22nd,
2019. Yes, it's Two Teams Day.
That's amazing.
How about this? The Sabres were
not quite. You oversold it a little bit. I don't think we were thinking Super Bowl and Stanley. We might have been thinking playoffs in both, though. And that is a leap. I can't remember that probably was it. The last time I thought playoffs in both, at least, was that.
Yeah. The Sabres were
championship was probably 90s.
8-1-1 on October 22nd. A month later.
Uh huh. Oh, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be like 10-8.
They're 11-9-3.
All right. Still winning record. Not really.
Month later.
Yeah.
They're 17-5, 15-7. A month. I mean, they go south pretty fast.
Well, principles, I mean.
Right. Forgot about the principles.
The principles. That was what was more important. Listen, they might not have been winning games, but were they giving teams more bruises on a weekly, a nightly basis because
they
were tougher
did.
To play against?
The principal's thing is,
remember, we're not counting wins. We're just counting how many bruises the other team has after you play them.
The principal's quote was something along the lines of, you know, you might not be seeing it, but we're starting to adapt. Like, we're getting results that you don't see that are going to make us better.
Yes.
That is a thing that was said.
It's kind of the beginning of a belittling of...
You don't know
like, you don't
what
understand.
We know.
You don't understand what's happening here kind of mantra.
Yep.
Which was that coach a lot.
Yeah. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe. Give us a ring on anything. We'll get you the latest on the rumors. Marner to Vegas. What a team.
They didn't even exist.
Eichel, Marner.
7 years ago.
Eichel, Marner, Stone.
9 years ago.
On one line.
Yeah, I think that's line one, and that is that's got to be like the best line in hockey, or it's close to it if they're going to play together.
You ready for Vegas and Edmonton in the conference final next year? That'll be hot.
Yeah.
The old NHL. All right, we'll get a break in. See when we get number 98, 97 in the NFL's top 100. Jeremy and Joe, we also have news on, we talked about it late yesterday, the Browns' new stadium appears to be moving forward a little bit, getting some momentum for the Browns' stadium being, the Ohio governor signs the Browns' stadium provisions into law. Okay, that just happened. So the Browns may get their way. A new budget has been signed and gives the Browns $600 million in state money for a new stadium.
Okay.
Now what they have to do is...
they have to get the city out on board to some degree, don't they?
They have to clear the path to move from Cleveland to Brook Park without violating the Art Modell law.
Right.
That limits the ability of the Browns to move elsewhere. So would they basically say, you know...
Would the city block it because they are technically leaving the city limits?
Can I tell you something?
Even if it's not like moving to Baltimore like Art Modell did.
But can I tell you something that Florio says?
Huh.
So Mike Florio writes about this, that how they would do this law, it's not just the Browns, it affects the Bengals. If the Bengals wanted to move to Columbus in 10 years, which they won't.
Right.
He said he's kidding. But the idea is it's a state law, and the Browns need to come up with money to get this done. The Haslams have pledged that money. It's this law that's standing in the way for them to move away from the waterfront down by the airport. And we've seen some renderings of the stadium that would be just, you know, like a... That's a placeholder rendering. I don't know that it's exactly what it would look like, but the Browns moving forward, and I think they will go indoors.
For those that are wondering, by the way, like how far away Brook Park is from their current stadium, it's a 19-minute drive, and it is a half a mile closer than downtown Buffalo is to IMARC Stadium. So they're moving a closer distance to the city than where Orchard Park is from the city of Buffalo. So they're not really... Like, they are moving out of Cleveland, but they're barely moving out of Cleveland. Like, they're moving to a suburb. They're not moving to, like...
They're also...
It's not Buffalo to Rochester.
It's next to the airport.
Right.
I mean, the
Cleveland airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I say that, I mean, your stadium is going to have planes flying over it all day.
Not during the games, though, right?
They don't just... stop flights into Cleveland during games.
They might take a different... I mean, I'm sure the planes wouldn't go directly over.
No, but you're
right. Because they would be pretty close, wouldn't they?
You would think.
That would probably be distracting.
Might be a big airport. Probably is. All right, we'll get a break in. 803-0550 on WGR. We know you can't hear
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.